Oil prices rose today after Russia announced it will cut its production. What's going on here, and what does it mean for us at the pump? Let's bring these questions to Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Months ago, the U.S. and European governments issued sanctions to cap the oil revenue that Russian oil companies can get. Does this seem like Moscow's response to use the oil price weapon and hurt all of us at the pump?
Yeah, they certainly have said in the past that they were going to retaliate for these sanctions. And this is being interpreted as part of that, this production cut. But it's also, many analysts are saying, look, these sanctions have basically really hurt Russia's oil production to the point where they might have had to cut production regardless. So they could be using it, you know, claiming it's retaliation when really it just makes economical and logistical sense for them to cut production because there isn't as big of a market as there used to be for their oil.
Oh, so are you saying Russia may not have as many customers because of these sanctions? And so it's going to reduce its product. And this is a way to, I don't know, dress this up potentially as a retaliation?
That's what some analysts are saying for sure. And when you think about Europe, the European Union actually banned completely the import of Russian crude via ships, via oil tankers into the EU. And the price caps that they imposed are basically on all the other countries outside of the G7 and the EU that are still buying Russian oil. And the reason Europe can do that is because so much of the shipping industry, and even more importantly, the insurance industry, is based in Europe and Great Britain. So they have some control over the price of the oil that's being sent over ships that fall under their jurisdiction.
Yeah. So the world price of oil is up about 2% or so as we're talking. Is there something about the oil market where just a little change in supply or a little change in demand can actually have a big impact on the price?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the short term like this, because traders who set the price of oil and investors look at this and say, okay, well, this sort of escalates the situation a little bit. It's just a reminder that this Russia-Ukraine war is still raging. Russia still has some levers they can pull to retaliate against the West if they want. And so it for a one-day move, it may be exaggerated. A lot depends on how OPEC eventually responds. They might say, okay, we'll produce a little bit more to offset that. But so far, there's no indication that they will.
And briefly, I mean, OPEC Plus members last year, they said we're going to limit production also. So is it possible that prices could keep going up?
I think it's possible, especially because, you know, China's reopening, there's more demand there. So there is certainly a risk of higher oil prices, unless and if OPEC Plus responds with more production or the U.S. is able to somehow fill the gap. But certainly there is that risk for higher prices going forward.
It's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Scott.